Tonight's class on the Ksavei HaKabbalah and Parshas Toldos, I'm going to divide it basically into two parts. At the beginning, I'm just going to give you a few quickies, so you see how he just translates words, again, as we've been seeing in the last number of weeks, how he'll translate a word differently than the way that we have seen it up until now, and based on that, he gives us clarity in a way that other commentaries just simply don't. So that's the first part that we're going to do. And then the rest of this is going to focus on Yaakov and Esav, their two main encounters in the Parsha, as younger men at what we call the sale of the birthright. But after we read it tonight, it'll blow your mind. Okay. And the other one is the stealing, as we're going to see, the non-stealing of the bracha towards the end of their lives. Okay, so we're just... So you have to have your chumash in hand if you want to follow for the first part, because we're going to go through some of these things rather quickly. Okay, the first part is the so pasuk chaf aleph. So we're told in the parsha Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Lenochach Ishto that Yitzchak prays Lenochach Ishto. So what is the word Lenochach? So we think that it means opposite. He says no, it doesn't mean opposite. That Nochach comes from the word, which I'm not even going to read this inside. It comes from a word which means koach. Okay, the nun, it's a grammatical thing, but the root of this word is koach, and essentially, because Yitzchak was an ola tamima, what Yitzchak does is he prays for things which are of a spiritual nature, and of course his wife's giving birth is of some high level of purity, etc. And so therefore he says, milas koach yoragam kein al hazera ve'apriz, etc. The last line, v'tam l'nochach ishto she'es palel she'el ishto koach v'yicholes lo'lid zera. He's praying that she should have the strength to be able to give birth. That's what Lenochach means. And he proves it in this comment. Okay, I'm not going to go through all the proofs. Just in the interest of time, because we need to spend so much time on the Yaakov Esav stuff, that is the point. He even says that the word koach comes, if you look at the first word in the third line, disputation. Right? Koach is like from vikuach. Okay, vikuach is an argument. So there's a strength here. That's where it comes from. Okay, that's the first one. Next one is Im Kain. So Rivka, when she's going through the difficulty of her pregnancy, Pasuk HaPeis, Vayisrotzu Abanim Rekabav Atomer, Im Kain Lama Ze Anochi. So what does Im Kain mean? She says, Lama Ze Anochi, why am I going through this? What is Im Kain? So he goes through the commentary of the Ramban, and he goes through the commentary of Rashi and Ibn Ezra, but his bottom line is that he says, Im Kain, the word Kain comes from the word Nachon. Nachon. And he summarizes like this. Look in the last line. Klamar imzach v'yashar ani. Im kain means if I'm a pure and I'm a straight person. Lamaza inui v'hatzar. Why am I going through this? Basically, it's why me. But he's using the word im kain to be part of how her description of herself. Not so much im kain as the Ramban says. Im kain yiyeli, if this is what it is for me, then lama zeh anochi be'olam, why do I need to live? She's saying im kain, if it's so, if I am true, im nachon ani, basically, if I'm true to myself, and if I'm a good person, or if I live by truth, then what do I need this for? What do I need the pain for? Okay, so again, the word kain comes from the word nachon. That's his point.
Is something compelling to take the?
You have to look it up. I mean, I gave you some of it. Like he uses Cain Dibarta, Cain Benos Slavcha Dovros. I gave you those examples. Tam Yashar V'Nachon. That's, in other words, he has other examples of where the word Cain means something along the lines of true. Like, I mean, Cain Benos Slavcha Dovros is a great example. Okay. Again, but his point is that it comes from the word nachon. I don't want to get into a long debate about it. That was his point. Okay. Shnei goyim bevetnecha, shnei leumim. Again, I'm not going to go through it in detail, but the parts which I gave you are summarized as follows. He tells us that there are, in other words, the question that he's asking is why are you calling them shnei goyim and shnei leumim? And so his commentary focuses on how there are different meanings of the different words which describe a nation. Yeah, and like if you see on the first line, for example, in Chaf Gimel, that I gave you, all these described nations that have a lot of people. Al-Ribui Ishim, they have a lot of people. And then he essentially explains the differences between them. Goy, he says, is divided by location. Am is like the same. There's another word that's spelled Ayin Mem. What's that other word? Im. Im means with. So people have the same mindset, or the same heart, that's what their attachment is. As he says it, Kol Am Goy. Every Am is also a Goy, because they're in the same location. But not Ein Kol Goy Am. Not everybody who's in the same location is necessarily an Am. Okay, so that's one distinction. And a Lu'umim is a subset of a Goy, with a particular and a specific practice which unites them. And Uma, so all these things I gave you, again, if you want to go through it, you can go through it just to understand, but the point is that a Goy and a Lu'um are two very different ideas, and that's the point. Since it's not, they're not synonyms. It's not like they mean exactly the same thing. Okay, and specifically, so that was that. Okay, again, another point I didn't want to get bogged down in, but I just wanted you to understand where he's coming from. Next one, Chavav, is regarding Yaakov's name. Regarding Yaakov's name. Okay, why is his name Yaakov? What's the difference between Yaakov and Esav? So Esav, as Rashi points, I think it's Rashi who points out that, where does the word Esav come from? Esav, is it Esav? Is it Rashi who says it? Esav, no, not Seir. Esav, yeah, Rashi says, Akol Kro Lokain Lefishoya Naasev Enigmar. Not Bese'aro, it's really Naaseh. That Esav comes from the word Asa, like Asui, that he's complete. In other words, but what's the difference between Esav, therefore, and Yaakov? That Esav doesn't have room to grow. Okay, in other words, whatever, there's a completeness about Esav in which he's just going to, there are some people, I don't want to compare them to Esav, but there are some people, when you see them when they're 60, and you knew them when they were 12, and they're doing the exact same thing, it's just translated into adulthood. Okay, that's Esav. But Yaakov is on a route of growth, and how does he get this from? Because Yaakov has to do with Ekev. Ekev is taking steps. V'yoreshem Yaakov shi'yavsiya v'yidrok b'derek mahalach shlemus atachliti. He's taking steps in order to get to a different point. V'nikra kein al shem achizaso ba'akev. He's holding on to the heel. Why? Because holding on to the heel, that's the very beginning. But you have to keep on going from the heel. The heel is the bottom. But you want to grow up. And what's the proof to all this? Where does he say it? I don't remember if it's here. Maybe it's later on. Ah, yes, no, it is here. Rosh Lomar his halucho so. Let me see where that is. If I could show it to you. Fourth line. I should have given it to you. Fourth line. His halucho so. He's going. His mahalach hashlimus atachliti ad shezachal lekroso b'shem ayoter na'alah. As he sticks with the name Yaakov until he gets to the point where he can become Yisrael. And what does Yisrael mean? Yisrael is yashar im el. Basically, it means he's straight with God. Well, Rabbi Seinu od yoter gavoa b'shem el beis el. That the rabbis say that he even gets a higher name. Where does he get that name? He's given that name at Beit El Mivuar ki shem Yaakov al kavanazu hu the MS malas adam amalachei romim. That the name of Yaakov is an indicator of a person's ability to go above even the malachim romim. He heim einam rak omdim b'madrega shenivruba. Angels, they stay on the level at which they're created. The adam yitzad b'chiruso nikra holech. But a person, on account of his choices, is somebody who's going. Ki es halech b'malos nafshios yom yom malamala. A person has an opportunity to go level by level, spiritual level, higher and higher and higher. Which not even an angel has an opportunity to do.
Maybe that's also why he goes back to calling him Yaakov after he says to him, your name shall be Isaiah. Notwithstanding, it's called Yaakov.
Right. That's
opposed to Abraham.
Correct. So that's a good example, because the point is that yes, he may achieve Israel to a certain level, but you've never arrived. Okay, that's an excellent point, Rabbi Kosowski. Thank you. You've never arrived. You're always have to be climbing a journey. Okay. All right. So take a look at the last line which I gave you in bold. L'chein ha'yelad hashini shayem utad l'malos nafshios. or Nefesh Yos, that this second child whose destiny was to achieve great spiritual heights, Elohu Yos, Nikra B'Shem for Yaakov Laros Al Ilui, his Halchuso Malamala, that he is always going to be going up higher and higher. Okay, Chaf Ches. Esav is loved by his father, Kitzayid Befiv. So he says that the word Tzayid comes from the word Tzad. Tzad.
Side?
Yeah, side. Now, that he's always doing stuff like, you know, what we would call underhanded, but he does it, doing things from the side. But it's not just that. It's not just that. He says that there's a difference here between Tzayid and Tzayad. What is Tzayad? Tzayad is the actual word which would describe somebody who is a trapper.
Trapper, yeah.
Okay, just like you would call a barber a sapor, one who cuts hair. A carpenter? No, in other words, it's a grammatical format. A carpenter is a, what is it, nagach? Okay, in other words, the patach followed by the kamatz with a dagesh in the middle word. That refers to somebody who has such a job. Whatever the shorish means. So a tzayud would be a hunter or a trapper, but with the accent on the yud. Where's the accent of this word? Tzayid. It's on the tzadi. So he says it has a totally different meaning. What tzayid therefore means what does he say? Tzayid hu shem davar. Okay, Tzayid Befiv refers to Esav's words. Now that's not a new comment. We've known this before, that what Esav does is he ensnares his father, you know, through his words. But his point is that Tzayid does not mean trapper in the sense of a hunter trapper. Okay, it's somebody who is a tricker, and that is what Tzayid means. So Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav ki Tzayid Befiv has nothing to do with the food that goes into Yitzchak's mouth. That's his point. Tzayid Befiv refers to Esav, and Esav is a Tzayid Befiv. He's a tricker in the words which he says, which impress his father. That's it. That's essentially the route that he goes with this. And the point that I'm drawing out from here is how he looks at the vowelization of the word Tzayid, and how it's not a Tzayad to make the point about who Esav is. Okay. All right.
Interesting.
Okay, Chavtes. We're going to do one more quickie at this point. Then we're going to skip a little bit because I want to show you some other things. We're going to get back to the story. Okay, and that is this: Vayazed Yaakov Nazid. Now, I think I mentioned last week that the word na has other meanings, right? And in this particular story, the word na could be referring to how the food is still cooking, right? Raw. The word na can mean raw. And because what happens is, when Yaakov is cooking this stuff, Pasuk Chavtes, Vayazid Yaakov Nazid, Vayavo Esav Nesadevu Hayef, Esav is tired, Vayomer Esav Yalkav, Haliteni No Min HaAdom HaAdom HaZeh. So that was the proof I gave you last week from a different article that I read in Megadim a number of years ago. Okay, but he makes the exact same argument, but he does it from the word Vayazid. Vayazid. Okay? Because he says that the word Zud, Zayin Vav Dalid, is an early stage of cooking. Okay, and he brings proof from it, as he always does. Where is it? B'shelo liyoto ro'i la'achila. Look at Mishpatim Chav Gimel Yates. Okay, so he brings a proof of it from somewhere else in the Chumash. Okay, and so therefore, he comes to the point that what he's saying about Esav is that Esav, where is it? So just take a look at the last two lines. U'machol zeh. Where is it? Machalzeh. So it's the middle of the second to last full line. Machalzeh shemitzad atzmo ein oroi la'achila adayin hayo'ochel bahalata. And basically, it's food that wasn't yet ready for cooking, and Esav was like, shove it down my throat, liftoach piv, v'acharei yipol ha'machal toch grono. And then you're just going to throw it down my throat. B'lashon ha'mishnah mal'itin esagamol. Basically, what he's saying is that Esav has no patience to eat something that is eaten. In other words, he doesn't want to wait until it's actually cooked. It's at this point of Vayazid Yaakov Nazid. It doesn't say Vayivashel, or it doesn't say that it was finished. And that's the proof that he brings is from this word, from the verb which is being used here, Vayazid. Okay, again, you can read through it as I've given it to you. Okay, now we have to skip, but that just shows us how Esav was in a tremendous hurry. Okay, now, we're going to get back to the other stuff here. I want to skip to the stuff in Chavav. Perchavav. Okay, because there's very little about Yitzchak that we have in the Torah in general, so I just want to get to that quickly. So what page is it on in here? In this packet, it's page 6. Okay, so turn to page 6, and we're turning to chapter 26. I know that I should stay a little more focused and just do the Yaakov Esav stuff, but, you know, he's just so good. Okay, here we go. So the first one we should all know. A few, what was it, last 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago we had the word Ha'el, right? Remember when Lot said to the people, Rak l'anashim Ha'el, al tasu davar, don't do anything to these anashim. So what, how do we translate the word Ha'el? Not Ha'ela, but Ha'el. What is El? Do you guys remember? What? No. 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 L'anashim Ha'el. Lot was talking about the guys. So he says, El is chashuvim.
Oh, the important ones.
The important ones. Yeah, okay. So he says the same thing about Ha'aratzos. And that makes a lot of sense here in the context. What is Pasuk Gimel? Gur ba'aratzos v'yeim chav avarachaka ki l'chal zaracha atenis kol aratzos ha'el. God is referring to these important lands that I'm giving to you. Why am I giving it to you? Exactly that. Because they're important. And he actually says, I gave you the same perush on regarding Lot. Okay, next one. Mitzachek. Remember the Pasuk? Remember what Rashi says? So what does Rashi say? That he saw them actually having marital relations. Ksav HaKabbalah says, come on man, that's not what mitzachek means. Mitzachek means fooling around, but not fooling around in the colloquial American sense. Fooling around means that they were, or not fooling around, but like having fun. But in a way that a husband and wife might. He says, are you kidding? They're having marital relations with an open window that a guy can just look through? Come on, there's a little bit of modesty here. So he says, that's not what it means. Rather, what it means, they were hugging in a way that a husband and a wife might, whereas a brother and a sister might not. That's the point that he takes from there. This is amazing. Okay, I unfortunately don't have time to go through it, but he says that Yitzchak, in Pasuk Yitzchak, he redigs up wells that Avram had dug up, and he calls them the names that Avram had given them. What were the names that Avram had given them? So Avram, if you recall, every place that Avram named, Avram called it Hashem Yireh, Beis El, Hashem Nisi, Be'er, Lachai, Ro'i. So every name that Avram, Be'er, Lachai, Ro'i doesn't really have it as straight out, but nonetheless, he says that all the names that Avram gave were names that had God's name in them. So that when people have to refer to the well that Yitzchak had, which his father had, it was, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Hashem Yireh. Oh, I'm going to Beis El. I'm going to Hashem Nisi. What do they end up having? God's name on their lips. That was one of Avram's forms of Kiruv. The way that Avram would get people to have God's name on their lips was by calling things in God's name. So when you talk about, just pick anything that has God's name in it. And so that is essentially what Yitzchak was doing. He says that's how Yitzchak was involved in the Kiruv that his father was involved in. Okay? Last couple of things. If you go to the very end of the packet, okay, the very end of the packet, I just want to do the very last one because I came up with the Schiddush a number of years ago and saw it in the Chizkuni as well. But the Chizkuni was a little hesitant. He's like, this is really what I think, but nobody else agrees with me, so I can't really say it. So Ksav HaKabbalah says, he says, no, this is pshat. I love it. Okay, so what is it? Remember when Rivka is sending Yaakov away, what does she say? It's Pasuk Mem Hei. She says, Lama Eshkal Gam Shnechem Yom Echad. I'm afraid Esav said he's going to kill you, but remember what Esav said? Esav said, "Yikrevu yimei evel aviv argos achi." That when my father dies, I'm going to kill my brother.
One.
So Rivka right. So Rivka says, "I need you to go away because why should I lose both of you on the same day?" So what does he say? Look at it. The very last comment that I gave you on page 14. In Yano Tosefes, kol echad rabos achavi. Okay, just a little introduction. Okay, look at towards the end of the second line. Yitachein shetidaber kan miyitzchak ba'ala v'yakov b'no. Rashi says that I'm going to lose you and Esav, right? She says, no, ridiculous. She says, I'm going to lose my husband and I'm going to lose my son. What did Esav say? When Yitzchak dies, I'm going to kill my brother Yaakov. So what's Rivka saying? Why should I lose the two of you? My husband and my favorite son Yaakov. Asher tola Esav arigas Yaakov b'misas Yitzchak. Kemosh kasuv. Yikrevu yimei Evel aviv argos. He says that Esav is determining that Yaakov, he's going to kill Yaakov, that Yaakov's going to die based on what Yitzchak dies. Be'al avidash nehem ha-me'ulim v'achashuvim chashasha le'mor gam shnechem. That the two of them, Yitzchak and Yaakov, her holy husband, her holy son, those are the ones that she's concerned about losing on the same day. Okay, so I mean,
I never heard that. That's so interesting.
All right, so that is that
it
is
makes sense.
Of course, it makes sense.
Neither of them could fit.
Okay, so now, okay, good. We're done with all that little stuff. Now we're going to go back to the to this stuff about Yaakov and Esav. Okay.
All right.
Get excited, people. You got like, I mean, you really have to put seatbelts on. Okay, so let's go back on the Chumash. Okay, where are we? Page 126. Okay, Vayasid Yaakov Nazid. Yaakov is cooking Pasuch Haftes. Okay, in the middle of page 126. Yaakov is cooking something which is not completely cooked. Vayavo Esav Nasadev Hu Ayef. Esav comes from the field and he is tired. Vayomer Esav El Yaakov. Esav says to Yaakov, Halitaini na. Pour down this raw stuff. You like my translation? Min ha'adom, adom hazeh, from this red stuff. Ki ayef anochi, because I am exhausted. In other words, feed me, because I'm not feeding myself. Alkein kara shemo Edom. So his name is Edom because of the Adom.
The red stuff.
Okay? Yes.
This has always bothered me. Red stuff. What kind of reference is that? Give me some of that stew. Give me some of that beef. Give me some of that
pork. Okay. What do you expect?
All right, so
just saying red stuff, there's something there.
Yeah. I don't know the answer to your question. The only thing that I can tell you is that, as we know from the end, that he is cooking lentils, that there are two kinds of lentils that I know about. There are red lentils and green lentils.
Give me those lentils.
But they're red.
Give me those red.
And they're still not completely cooked. I can't answer. Okay. It plays into the character that the Chazal paint about the guy. Vayomer Yaakov.
What is it again?
I don't know. That's not our focus tonight. We have to blow our minds. And the Adom Adom is really not relevant to our conversation. Okay? Vayomer Yaakov, Michroch Hayom is Bechor Asuchali. Michroch Hayom is Bechor Asuchali. Okay, so Yaakov says to him, Michra. First problem.
Sell.
No! Okay, see, that's... You think Michra means sell. No. How would you say sell? Michorli.
Okay.
Michorli, or Tim Corley. He says Michra does not mean sell. Okay, first mind-blowing thing. I know! Okay? As Bechora Secha, you're Bechora. What does that mean?
His birthright.
What does that mean? What is he asking?
His firstborn.
What is he saying? Michra b'choraschcha.
Sell me your firstborn right.
Which means what? Is he saying, I am now the firstborn, you're not the firstborn?
Yeah.
No, that's impossible. You can't change age. Age is what it is. Esav is the firstborn, he will always be the firstborn.
And the kahuna, the ability to do...
Ah, okay, so now you're talking the distinction between... Ruchnius
and
Gashmius. Okay, all right. So you're on the right track. Okay, and we've seen that's a theme which he raises a lot. Okay, Vayomer Esav. Esav says, "Hine anochi holech lamus. I am going to die. V'lama zeli bechora. What do I need bechora for?
Ruchnius is not
okay. Exactly. Okay, that's the point. He says, I'm going to die. I don't believe in Ruchnius. I don't believe in anything beyond this world. So what do I need Bechorah for? Okay, again, the point that he's going to make is that Yaakov is talking Ruchnius, and he never talks Gashmius. He's never talking about physical stuff with Esav. Okay? We're going to get to the Michra. That's very important. But Yomer Yaakov, Yaakov says, he shavali. Okay, now what is he shavali? So yeah, it's from a Lashon Shvua, but the formulation is weird. The formulation is weird. If he's telling him, swear to me, what should he say? Tishava, right? Shvali. What does he shove off? Like there's a hay at the end. What
does
make any sense?
What are all these hays in the
end? Okay, exactly.
Okay.
Vayishava lo. But that, he didn't say he shove off, right? In other words, the language, what Yaakov tells him to do, and that's the difference, by the way. He shove, like, Tishvali or Tishavali, the Ksav HaKabbalah is going to tell us, that is the language of a command. Hishavali is a different, it's a swear, but it's not a demand. It's a confirmation. Okay, and that's a distinction. Vayimkor es b'chor esol Yaakov. So Vayimkor means a sale, right? That's what Vayimkor means. But we're going to see what that means. V'Yaakov nasan le'esav lechem u'nezir ad Hashem. Yaakov gave to Esav bread, nezir ad Hashem. V'yochal v'yesht v'yakam v'yelach. Okay, so what does this mean? V'yochal v'yesht. He ate, drank, v'yakam v'yelach. He got up and got out. Or he left. V'yivez Esav esav b'chora. And Esav denigrated the b'chora. Okay, again, ate, drank, got up, walked away, and denigrated the b'chora. Okay, now, an important point to just make right here. First of all, Yaakov is giving. Yaakov is giving him. So it doesn't say that he sold him bread. Okay, he's giving to him. Okay, that means of his free will. And the other part is that even after eating, Esav gets up, leaves, and denigrates the b'chora. Vayivez. Okay, so these are just important hints that we need to understand.
Where do we get the word sell then? Is that just a...
So everybody else translates the word michra to mean Yaakov is saying to him, sell to me.
Mechor.
Okay? But he says that it's not what michra...
It seems sort of strange if you're going to... What's the... It seemed to me that they were really making a trade. Esav gave away something he really didn't care about.
Okay.
And what's a
so
bold
that is
that's a sale.
Okay. Exactly. It's not a sale. Okay. So this is what he says. Pasuk Lamed Aleph.
Okay.
Is that where I said I wrote the mind blown?
Yeah.
No, I just want to see if I wrote mind blown over there. That's where I wrote it. Okay. Yeah. That's where I wrote it. Okay. All right. Okay. Now. I think it was Kli Yaakov, maybe it was somebody else. I remember reading a commentary that says that when Yaakov says, Michrachayom is Bechoras Chali, it means sell to me, and sell to me means with money, and so that means that Yaakov gave Esav money, and that's implied. He says, baloney, okay? No. Yaakov's a kid, he doesn't have any money. So Yaakov's not giving him any money, but not only that, Michra doesn't mean sell to me. That's the main point that he makes here. And he says, "Gam ain't it?" Well, let me just see where I am with you guys. I want to lead you because I'm just following my notes where I underline things here. Okay. So he says, "Let me just see." Oh yeah, for you it's on the fifth line. V'gam ain't it? Fourth word. V'gam ain't it? Kedasim aforshim sheyomru kiamachira isu v'kesef. It doesn't follow those commentaries who say that there was a sale with money. U'machal nazid ain't it rak le'edus? Because what they say is that the meal was just a meal to seal the deal. He says. Because that would mean that most of the things that are actually important here are missing in the Torah. And what is the Ksav HaKabbalah's approach? He says there's nothing missing. Everything's in front of our face. You're just reading it wrong.
There was no quid pro quo.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take the.
What does Michra mean? Okay. So I have to summarize just in the interest of time. He says that what Esav did, he says some of the things which are presented here are not exactly... the way that the order of the way things happen in the Torah. He says that, why does Yaakov say to Esav, Michrach hayom es bechoras chali? Because Esav gave every indication that the bechora was meaningless to him. Okay, that's the point. Esav proves that bechora doesn't mean anything, because what's bechora? Bechora has different point. It has different values. It has, on the one hand, the spiritual component, and on the other hand, it has the physical component. So what does Yaakov want from Esav? He wants the spiritual component. Okay? Now, skip to the part where it says, Avol ein b'mamar zeh. So it's about 10 lines from the bottom, towards the two-thirds into the line. Okay?
Yep.
You all got me?
Yeah.
Actually, go one line up. Okay? It's in the middle of the line where it says Vav Zayin Shin. There's an abbreviation there. I'm on page 2. Page 2. Page 2.
11 lines up. Zishamar Yaakov Elav
Mitzvah. Okay? With me, page 2, 11 lines up from the bottom. Vize Shamar Yaakov Elav Michrach Hayom Es Bechoras Chali. When Yaakov said to him, Michrach Hayom Es Bechoras Chali. He says, "Lo shebikesh Yaakov me'etzav limkor lo b'chora b'derech mekachu memkar." It's not that Yaakov is saying to him, "Sell to me," in a manner of a business transaction. Ki ein ze inyan hanitan lemechira. That's not something which you can sell. Aval ein b'mamar zekim odale mor. What is Yaakov saying to him? He's saying, "I'm making a proclamation, acknowledging something." Lemor lo, to say, "Dalcha achi, I know about you, or you should know." Shekayom ze achar shekilis. Since you have just made very clear that the Bechorah is meaningless to you, you lost it. Since it has no value to you, you don't own it. It's mine now. I don't even know what Kuf Ches is. I think it means Kamatz Chazak. I don't know. But anyway, his point is that the mem doesn't have the nikud, which would indicate a sale. He's not asking for a sale. It has a chirik, to show that it's something which has a value. It's not that the mem is part of the shoresh. Aval hanifrad michra habechora mishoresh kufresh hay. The root, the mem is a prefix. It is not the shoresh. Me inyan vegan mayim tikru. Vehamem kimikne mishne vechadum. It's like in mikne and mishne, etc. Vehu me inyan verachok mipninim michra. We all know that. That's from the first line of Eish Hischayil. Who can find a woman of valor? Rachok mipaninim michra. Her worth, her value, is greater than pearls. Umin v'nasati michram. Right, I will pay their value. V'nasati, I will give their value. V'tam michra kamo michora. So, in other words, what does michra mean? It means worth. Michra chayom es bechorascha li. The value of your bechora. Is your mind blown yet?
Yeah, I'm
is li.
It all,
it's mine.
Wait, one more time. Can you repeat that?
Michra chayom es bechorascha. By the way, S. The word S is also hugely significant. Okay? Because if he's saying, sell me your bechora, he would say, mechor bechorascha li. Sell the bechor, your bechor to me. But it says, Michra chayom es bechorascha li. The word es, that's the whole next paragraph. Okay? So michra means that the value of your bechora, which you have basically said is nothing to you, li, it's mine. I am assuming it.
Wow.
Okay? Let's see. Okay, and he brings a number of examples that prove this word michra to mean that. He quotes from Tehillim, he quotes from Devarim 32:30. I'll tell you where this says is. Rakmo Tsuram Micharam. Do you see I skipped a couple of lines. Let me see where that is. Yeah, last two lines on the page. Rakmo Tsuram Micharam Timacherim Chabalahon. These are quotes. I'm just telling you where these sources are. Tsuram Micharam, that's from Hazinu, that's Devarim 32:30. You can look it up. Timacherim Chabalahon. That is Tehillim 44:13. Vayimkaru sam biyad gavin. That is from Shoftim 4:20. Hismacher lasos hara. That's from Lachem Aleph 21:25. Asher inyan kol elu misiras unisinas davar bidei acherim kamo hefker. Basically, something of value becomes hefker, becomes available to anybody who's going to claim it. That's what all those examples are. And so he says v'chein michra chayom. That's the same thing here. You have said the Bechorah is meaningless to you, therefore it's Hefker, therefore it's available for the taking, and who's going to take it? I'm going to take it. Why am I going to take it? Because you don't care about it. What is he talking about? Something of a spiritual nature. Not talking about physical. And Yaakov, and he even says he doesn't say it here, but he's going to say it somewhere else, that's the reason why Yaakov the entire time in Parshas Vayishlach, how does Yaakov always refer to him with reference to Esav? I should say with deference to Esav. Right, what does he say? He says, Avdecha Yaakov, Adoni Esau, your servant Yaakov, my master, because in this world, Yaakov says, this world, Bechorah is yours. But I want the Bechorah, which is the one that you denigrate. And how do I know that you denigrate it? Because even after you've eaten your fill, Vayivez Esau is a Bechorah. It's, I don't mean it, nothing. It doesn't mean anything to me. And that's what Yaakov is asking for. That, and again, Michra means it's Hefker.
And that's why Vayivez Esau is a Bechorah is a statement about the consequence of Esau's behavior.
But it's also about his attitude. It's about his attitude towards the Bechorah in general. He just didn't care about it. At Bechlau, at all. Okay, yes.
Arden's saying that if he didn't care about it and it had no value to him, he's abandoning it and therefore it's available to everybody?
It's available to whoever's going to claim it. And who's claiming it?
Yaakov.
Yaakov is saying, what the Ksav HaKabbalah is saying is, Michra Chayom doesn't mean sell to me. It means, I'm hearing you talk, I'm watching you, I see the free spirit life that you have, and you clearly don't care about the spiritual nature
of the Bechor.
And therefore it's mine.
It's not a transaction.
It's not a transaction.
That's shocking.
Well, yeah.
And he proves it through other ways that this word Kuf Reish Hei and the word Michra, in general, with the mem being a prefix based on other forms of the mem being a prefix, okay, it doesn't mean a sale.
So all of this explanation is to clarify and prove there was no sale, it was an abandonment.
Correct.
And therefore it's available to anyone who wants to take it. Here, I have a diamond, I don't know what a diamond's worth, it's just a stone to me, fine, I'm going to take it.
Yep, exactly. That's what it is. Okay? Now in the next one, Esbecholzos Chat. Let's find it. Let me find it on page 3.
Yep.
So now I'm looking for the word Becholzos. It's 10 lines down, the end of the line. Last 3 words. Becholzos. Okay? Becholzos
Ain.
Becholzos Ain Tzafik, Shalosh Dada Yaakov Bekniyos Abecholzos Toel Azmanius. Yaakov, there's no doubt that Yaakov was not trying to acquire the Torah for the Bechorah rather for that time, Lirash Pishnayim, to get a double portion, Olis Naheg Bishrar V'Chavod, or to have dominion over Esav. Ki Mi Ze Yaid Shekodem Atan Torah Hayanog Pishnayim. Who says that that's the way Pishnayim, the Bechorah of getting double portion, that that's the way it went before the Torah? V'Gamim Hayanog Lo Nuchal Amar Shaisi Shad Busobazet. And even if it was the case, we have no proof that that's what Yaakov wanted. Hello, Reinu, Kilonis Kaimabo. He even tells Esav it didn't happen. Like Parshas Vayishlach, he says it didn't happen. Barach Mipneichav and Nisgarish Mibesav. He ran away from Esav. He was thrown out of the house. Gam Lonis Karbakasav Sheyarish Pishnayim. And there's no indication that Yaakov got a double portion. Vegam Karal LeEsav Adom. Yes, that's more evident. Okay, I mentioned that before. He called Esav master. He called himself the servant. Kimosh Kasav Kosar Mula Doni LeEsav Koamar Avdecha Yaakov Ubladai Kol Eil Yaakov Bechira Avos Ishtam Talios Manios Kulam Hevel Rus Ruach. He says Yaakov is called Emes LeYaakov. So you're going to say that Yaakov's looking for physical stuff? I mean, it's just beyond the imagination. It boggles the mind. What Yaakov wanted was a spiritual component. These are things which are extensions of the Bechor, but not the Bechor itself. Right, what's the word S? It seems to indicate that the Bechorah itself is sold. V'zeb davar bilti efshari. Limacher o limachel. Kimisha Bechor. Me'emes lo yasur me'os Bechor. It says it's impossible. You can't sell the Bechorah. Bechorah, he's a Bechorah. Esav is the firstborn. End of discussion. There's nothing to talk about.
Can't be assigned.
Cannot. What?
Cannot be assigned.
Maybe. Cannot be reassigned.
Cannot be reassigned,
It's natural. If you're the firstborn, you're the firstborn. Doesn't matter anything else. We can talk.
Give it away.
What?
I may not give it away.
No, you can't.
Okay.
You can't. You're the firstborn.
You came out first. It's
so how can
it's okay?
So hold on. So now he's going to explain what Yaakov was looking for. Vanolad Achrav lo yuchal yos nolad rishon. Whoever is born after the Bechor, you can't switch it. Right? My kids can complain that the oldest is the oldest. All they want. Guess what? Sorry, Charlie. Nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. You can't sell it. It is what it is. Shiyore al dibuk viskashus anosim iban aso. He says the word s is a word which doesn't appear in other places. So it shows you or it indicates a special kind of connection of the subject with the object. Va'poel ma'pula imem niglim me'atzmam. So when Esav is describing what he feels has happened, he says that Yaakov took my bracha. Or Yitzchak says to Vayikach Birchasecha, he took your bracha. Doesn't have the word S. So what's the point here? Skip to Ha'inyana Mechubar. It's six lines from the bottom, middle of the line. Ha'inyana mechubar v'mekushar im ha'bechora. What is it that the word S is teaching us? About something which is tied and connected to the Bechora. Ve'al zeh yore milas S shora. So ha'chibur v'skashrus kemo. Eis Yaakov ishu be'so ba'u. That what is Yaakov saying? Not that I want the Bechora. I want that which comes attached to the Bechora. Which is what you don't want. The Bechora itself, the firstborn, right? The double, the Pishnayim, all the physical inheritance, yours. Keep. Es Bechora Secha. I want what comes A. Remember, Es Yaakov. The word S means with. Es Yaakov. Those who came with Yaakov. And that's what the word refers to. It's referring to that which is attached to being a Bechor. The spiritual benefits. All of which Esav rejected. Okay, I don't have time to read through all of this, wow. But that is the point.
How may one take another's blessing?
It's not a blessing. It's not a blessing.
Or the spiritual component of the Bechor.
It's not that he's taking it away. It's that Esav drops it.
Understood. But how can he just drop something that is... He can abandon a spiritual... No. He can ignore a spiritual component. But I don't know that... I don't understand how he can... It seems to me it's a very personal thing.
Correct. But it really boils down to what's the definition of it.
You're a Jew.
What's the definition of it? So one of the definitions of the extra component of the Bechora is, for example, serving in the Mishkan, bringing karbanos, doing things of a spiritual nature, which is the Bechor's right and responsibility. But Esav neglects or rejects or abandons it and says, I don't want it. So Yaakov is laying claim to it because somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. Wow.
When Esav comes to and cries before his father, is he regretting this?
He's gonna get to it. Okay,
you gotta follow this through.
That's why I gave you the whole package because I can't. Like, there's just no time. There's no time. Okay, the next part with Michrach Hayom. So he goes through how all the commentaries talk about a Yaakov sale and however some trick whatever. He says you're casting aspersions of trickery, and saying that Yaakov was taking advantage of Esav. That's awful. You're saying the worst kind of lashon hara. But Yaakov Avinu, he says, there's no way that Yaakov did that. And he spends 10 lines saying that this is all a trick is just awful. That's the whole bottom of page 3 in Michrach Hayom. Skip now to the top of page 4. Kemosher Esa Miloshon Akasuv Yaakov Nosan, that Yaakov gave, not Vayitain Yaakov. Vayitain would imply that he gave it after the whatever deal that they made. But Yaakov Nosan is saying that it already happened. Yaakov, in other words, Esav came along and said, give me. Yaakov Nosan, Yaakov, give it. Now, the fact that it's written where it's written, so it's not exactly in the order of what happened here. Yaakov Nosan lo ma'acholom yad, achar bakash yisov, lo achar ma'uma. That Yaakov gave him food immediately, and not after he requested it, and not later. Umemilas nichra nekuda b'chirav, we already saw that. Mivuar Shalobi Kesh Yaakov Klaal Mkorlo. Michra does not mean sell me. Veloyakan Mekachu Memkar Bekesef. There was no monetary transaction. Rak Esav Misibas Bazuso Sabachurag Yiladatosh Nostalgia Bechuroso. Esav, because he denigrated it, because he proved in every way to Yaakov that he didn't want it, and so Yaakov was laying claim to it. It became a Freisgegeben. What is that? Free for all. Alzamer Yaakov milas kayom, and so the actual story Yaakov says mikra kayom es bechoras chali. Klamar be'ais zos shegilisa datcha she'ena bechora chashuva be'inechel klum. Today, now that you have just indicated that beregazet shilakta atzmacha mimena v'naasis kafker. Right now, I'm watching kayom. So from this day, because you made it hefker, v'ani zachisiba, I take it over. Omiyata hi mechura unasuna biyadi. It's now this precious thing in my, it's hefker and now it's mine. Ubekavana rutsuya usif milas chayom lahorozbo kirak midiburo shebayom. It's only because of the things that Esav said today. Noda istalkuso mibechuraso. Okay, so that he had abandoned it, and now it's Yaakov's. Okay, the next bunch of lines in which he shows that even after, as I mentioned before, even after eating it. Even after eating the food, when he clearly wasn't tired or he wasn't hungry anymore, or even if you think that he was at death's door, he wasn't at death's door. So now he can think about it. And what does the Torah say? Yaakov Nesan, Vayocha, Vayesh, Vayocha, Vayelach, Vayivaz, Esav, Esav, Echora. He still was Mevazit. He still said, I don't care about it. And therefore, the fact that Yaakov is taking over something which he has abandoned and denigrated, that's not stealing, that's not, and there was no transaction to begin with, so that's how Yaakov could do. Now, what about the Yishava? So now, go down to, where is it? It's right before the parenthesis. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 full lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is Sher Ritzonecha. Lehachalit Ali. Vizel Yishava Li Kayom. Shverim your ditlichtu. Anybody? I don't know. The Amar Yishavali behei sofis. Yishava has a hey at the end. Below Amar Hashbeali or Yishavali bilteh sofis. It should say if he's telling him to swear, then there it should just be like straight like that. Why is there an extra hey at the end? Skip the parenthesis. Ki b'chol pole ha'asid haboyim behei sofis yore al habakashal yisratzos. Anytime something's talking about something in the future with a hey at the end, it's giving an indication about a request that you want to happen. Ubeli hey sofis hitzivui. Without a hey at the end, it's a command. So what's the hishava? He's saying this is an outcome which I want. Okay, but I'm not commanding or demanding it. Kamo raid or rida, shave shva lcha. Or lech or lecha. Lecha with a hey at the end, that's something which I'm asking as opposed to lech, go. If there's no hey at the end and he's telling him to swear, then he's commanding him to swear. At a time when Esav is in it, he's being forced. He doesn't have a choice because he's so hungry. But he says, Yishava'ah, Zeyorolonushi Bakashali Sratzos. Yaakov is saying, this is something which I would love to see as an outcome, but I'm not forcing you. It's like two people who love each other. Lomitzad Onus Vechrech, he's not forcing him, he doesn't have a gun to his head, and he's not holding food over his head, saying, if you don't do it, I'm not giving you the food. Now, he already gave him the food. He already gave him the food. Yaakov, Nasan Le'esav, Lechem. When is it out? He gave it to me, fed it.
Wow. I need a break.
What do we do? You want to have another hour after this? Okay. Next. Hinan ochi olech lamus. You ready?
I'm ready.
Seatbelt, okay? Hinan ochi olech lamus. Achar shehidi shehodia Yaakov ve'esav istalkus inyan abachor mimenu. Shana esav ba'olaso. Well, the farsame p'chisus dato b'omro hine anochi olech lamus. After Esav already said b'chor is meaningless to me, he says I'm going to die. Hodia b'lo busha she'ein omamin b'asharas nefesh u'b'nitzchius acharei chayei hevel alazu. He says I'm going to die, and when I die, it's all over. There's nothing more for me. I'm going to die, bury What do I need a bechorah for? Again, I'm going to die. Why do I need the bechorah after I die? Because bechorah after death, nothing. Stupid. Meaningless. Nonsense. Narishkai. I don't believe in it. A person who is looking for the kinyan shleimus nefesh, the complete acquisition of the soul, that not the meaning that the nefesh should become complete, is looking for the full spiritual life ahead. The physical life is nothing except for a preparation for the chayei hanefesh. He says, what's death? Death is just the opening of the door to a full and complete life. And what's the life that you want? Chayim anitzchiyim, chayim lo'olam voyed, chayim that lasts forever. Chayim of the world to come. All person in this life wants to do is use this life as a gateway to the next life. So it's everything that I'm doing in this life is in order to get to Chayei Netzach. So the Chayei Hevel Nikra Holech Al Chayim, it's my doorway to real life. Chayei Olam Haba. Takasuv Ora Chayim L'mal Maskil Mal Ani Yodeh L'Haloch Neger Chayim Shetargumo Dayi Nada. Okay, so he's explaining this idea. So what is the person doing? Skip to Uvachol Yom V'Yom. Where is it?
Second word in the line.
What's a person doing every day? Person is going towards death, but why? Because they want to get towards life. Targum Yonas ben Uziel explains exactly this. He says, Esav saying, I'm going to die. Ha'ana Aziel lememas, I'm going to die. Viles ana chayetul ba'olam achron. Says I've got nothing to live for in a next world. What are you talking about, next world? And that's why the rabbis. What do they say about Esav? What did he do that day? He killed somebody, right? What else do they say? Baal saramis. Whatever he do. He had relations with some lady, right? Ya'ish asher lo yachshov kim al chayeh hevel al zu. The ain't slow ace acher achar mavis. A person only has this life and no life after death. So it's this life. That's what he's all about, and that's all that he cares about. And the things which he does kill his soul.
Wow.
This is Esav, free liver, free thinker. Eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow you're going to die. And after you die, nothing else. It's over. And Yaakov is saying, I'm just so the opposite of you. You've abandoned everything that's important. So I'm taking it over because you don't care.
What did Yaakov actually get?
We're not going to have the time to get to that, what Yaakov got. But I just want you to see, okay, what he's saying is that it's the Olam HaNitzchi. Okay, Lama Zeh Li Bechora. Look at the very next one. Did I give it to you? Lama Zeh Mila Zeh. Matzoi b'lashon sheila lama zeh anochi. What's the word zeh? Lama zeh. Like, you should just say lama li b'chora. Okay. What's Esav saying? He says, look at the very last line. I'm just going to skip it. Klamar po ba'olam hazeh mali b'chora.
Ah, zeh. Okay.
Lama zeh. This world. What's the b'chora for? Meaningless. You want it in the next world? Enjoy.
Wow.
Enjoy. It's stupid. That's Esav.
Wow.
Okay.
Esav already saying on the word Zed. Lama Zed.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Zed.
Yeah. Exactly. This world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a lot of homework to do. I'm sorry. You have a lot of homework. Okay.
Yeah.
Yaakov Nosan. I highlighted for me. I think he says it, but he keeps on going back on the same points, using each word which comes up to show who Yaakov really is and what Esav really is. So I'm going to skip the Yaakov Nasan. Go to the bottom, page 5, by Yaakov Vayelach. Miderech Eretz. Oh, this is just actually the Musar Haskel. Sorry, this is not really for, I don't have to read it to you, I'll tell you what he says. He says, Derech Eretz is to sit down and to eat your food. If you're going to get up, and he says, the fact that it says, Vayakam Vayelech Eisev is just showing that he doesn't care, he has no care in the world about even eating like a mensch. So that is, that's another, Derech Chipazon, he calls it. But Eisev is just, he's just a distasteful character in many ways. Okay, Vayivas Efes Esav is Habachora. So we're on the top of page 6. Sorry, I didn't read page number bottom page 5. We're going to read the next one on top of page 6. Vayivas Esav is Habachora, Malas Habachora, Ibn Nafshis v'Chomris. The Bechora has spiritual and physical. Hanafshis u'lis Kadeshu l'Istaher v'Masim Nechonim. The spiritual side is to be sanctified and to be purified through good deeds. L'Yos Mukshal Avodas Hashem b'Akrovas Karbonos. To be ready and fit to serve God, to bring karbanos, alabama, shayanoi, kodim atatorah, like on a bama was a pre giving of the Torah b'zbeah. Umalo agashmis shabachor no telpishnayim b'nichsei aviv, and the physical side of the bechora is that you get double portion. V'am chubay b'anhagas abayis, and he is the one who is honored in the things of the house. Ve'ein safek shelo biza esav sabachor b'chinas malo agashmis shabah. And there's no doubt that Esav did not denigrate that side, the physical side. Because he loves honor and he likes lots of physical belongings. That's how he can fulfill his desire. What he did denigrate is the spiritual side. You see this today in this world. What does the spiritual side do? It prevents you from enjoying the tanuge olam hazeh. Right? All the people who are anti-religion, what do they hate about religion? You have to be celibate. Not celibate. You have to have only one spouse. You have to have only relations with one person. You can't enjoy certain aspects of the physical world because religion just brings you down. Spiritual, come on. You know, eat, drink, and be merry, right?
Right.
All Yaakov wanted was the spiritual component, not the physical. He always belittled himself in front of Esav, calling him master and calling himself servant. Skip to the last two lines. V'Yaakov, shelo zacha bebechina gashmis habechora, l'tir asmo b'shem ben bechor. Yaakov never called him the son who is the bechor. Ki im stam bechorecha. He only referred to him as your bechor in the sense of she'einena bebechinas ben l'nyan Yerusha. He says he never called himself the son who is the bechor who gets the Yerusha, in other words, the physical pishnayim, the physical double portion. Rak bechor, the ma'ala nefashish sheba, only the bechor in terms of the spiritual aspects of what he's supposed to get. So that opens up the door to our big question. Okay? And the big question is, how can you say that Yaakov wasn't a liar when he comes into Yitzchak and Yitzchak says to him, who are you? Who are you? And what does Yaakov say? Anochi Esav
Bechorecha. Right. How do you play that?
How do you get around that? Ken? I wish we had another hour and a half. Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do. Okay? We're going to turn now to Perek Chav Zayin. Perek Chav Zayin. Okay?
Yeah, I'm just going to put something into the question.
Go for it.
And that is, what authority does Yaakov use for giving Yosef to trial? If he's not using...
I don't know. Yaakov, he can do whatever he wants. You're the father. You can give whatever you want to any of your kids. He's giving him a gift. He says, that's interesting. You know what he says is Biado Miado Emori? That the Emori is Esav.
Really?
What? And he explained, I underlined it here somewhere. We can go through it with a fine tooth comb and find it. But he says the Emori is Esav because it has something to do with Amira. Okay?
Uh-huh.
How? You have to look at the Psukim. So I'm going to highlight as much as I can in the Psukim from the Savya Kabbalah, but I'm telling you. You read through this and your mind will be blown over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so let's take a look. in the Psukim, on page 134. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Pasuk Beis. Vayomer, he calls an Esav and he says to him, I've become old, I don't know when I'm going to die. Take your stuff, your bow, your arrow, whatever. Say asadeh, go out to the field, tzuda litzayid, and trap something for me. Asadeh matamim, make me taste the food kasher afti, like I love it. Bring it to me and I'll eat it. So that my soul will bless you before I die. Okay. So here's a few things which are going on here. He calls in Esav ben Agadol, his big son. Now, what does Rivka know about this? Remember, Rivka got a prophecy at the beginning of the parsha. Ravya Avot Sa'ir. That the older one is going to serve the younger one. So the fact that Yitzchak thinks of Esav as ben Agadol bothers Rivka because she has a prophecy. She knows the prophecy. That whatever he's going to be giving him, if it's going to be about the older being served by the younger, then that's not a bracha which he's allowed to give. His whole premise about Rivka is that Yitzchak was blind, not just physically blind, but he was blind to who Esav was. And just as if you see a blind man doing something, like let's say there's a blind man who's planting his field, and his field is filled with pitch and tar. So he's in the wrong place. You have to guide him. You don't want to embarrass him, but you have to guide him and say, no, throw your seeds here. That's the image that he says about Rivka. She's guiding a man who's blind to a reality, not just a reality about who Esav is, but a reality about the prophecy which he had. So to guide him by throwing Yaakov in there, is Rivka actually doing Yitzchak a major favor? That's the basic idea behind his justifying anything that Rivka does. Okay? That's number one. Number two, the Ksav HaKabbal says, Tevarechecha nafshi, my soul's going to bless you. And the bracha is dependent upon the food which he gets. So he says that Yitzchak was actually opening up the door in some little way, saying, it's not me, Yitzchak, giving you a bracha, it's my nefesh. My nefesh is giving you a spiritual bracha, and it's the nefesh which is going to be guided. In other words, whatever bracha I'm going to be giving, it's not going to be coming from me. It's going to be coming from some spiritual place. Okay? Rivka Shamas. Exactly. You're right. All this stuff, he answers everything. Vayelach Esav HaSadeh. Esav goes to the Sadeh. What's the Sadeh, everybody? We have two times we've seen Sadeh with the context of Yitzchak and Esav. Yitzchak goes to the Sadeh, Vayetzeh Yitzchak Lasuach. That's number one. So it's a place of prayer. What's Yitzchak trying to get Esav to do? Can I give you a spiritual bracha? Will you go with David, please? Okay? That's number one.
Okay?
Also, Esav is an Ish Sadeh. He's very comfortable in the Sadeh. So that's another component to what Esav is. Okay? Anyway, that's important, that Esav should be comfortable in the place where he's going, but at the same time, he doesn't do exactly what he's supposed to do. Rivka says to Yaakov, Hinei shamati sevicha midaber al Esav achicha. Okay, so I'm sorry. Sorry, that's important. Yitzchak approaches Esav by Yomer Elav. How does Yitzchak relate to Esav? With an amira. Rivka sees it as a dibur. We're not going to get to it because we're going to run out of time. But that's another major component that he focuses on. And she says, Havia litzayid asili matamim ve'ochele avarecha lefnei Hashem lefnei mosi. So she tells him what Yitzchak told Esav to do. Bring in a tzayid and you're going to, and I'll bless you before I die. So she tells him to do everything. I'm commanding you what to do. Bring two goats. And I'm going to make them matamim, tasty foods the way your father likes it. Your father will eat it. You'll bring it to him and he'll eat it. So that he should bless you. My brother he has a different kind of feel and the texture of his skin. Maybe my father will bless me, but will touch me rather, and I'm gonna be like a trickster in his eyes. So we saw last week, ulai means an outcome that I want to happen, right? So what's the outcome that I want to happen? That he'll touch me, and this way it'll all be over. Okay, that's the Ksav HaKabbalah's approach to what Yaakov was wanting. But anyway, go ahead and do it. And so what happens next is that Rivka brings Esav's clothing, and it says, "Vatalbeishes Yaakov b'na katan." She dresses Yaakov. Okay, hold on. Yaakov is a grown man. He's actually 63 years old at the time. Why is she dressing him? It's showing us in every way Yaakov didn't want to do it. Yaakov, the fact that his mother's dressing him shows that he's only doing it, why? Because she's pushing him every step of the way. And she puts it on him and everything. And then when he comes in, and also, not by Yikach Yaakov, Pasuk Yitzayim. She gave it to him. She put it in his hands. Not Yaakov took it. Why? Because he didn't want to do it. She's pushing him every step of the way. So it's only because his mother is pushing him. He says, my father, yes, mi ata bani, who are you, my son? Yaakov says, Anochi, look at the truck on Anochi. It's a pashta. Pashta is a ta'am mafsi. It's a pause. Okay. It's a Anochi, that's one thing, and Esav b'chorecha, Esav, your firstborn, Asisi kasher dibarta elai, I did like you dibarta. Remember how Yitzchak spoke to Esav? And Amira. Dibarta. Asisi, what does he say? Kasher dibarta elai, as you have spoken to me. So the Ksav HaKadosh makes a difference between an Amira, which is something for specific, and a Dibur, which is in general. So what Yaakov is saying here is, I've done everything you've always told me to do. Not just in this specific case, but in general. Kum nashva, he asks him to get up, please to sit down. Remember how Esav is not about sitting and eating. Yaakov is about sitting and eating. V'yemench, v'avur tevarachani nafshecha, etc. V'yomer Yitzchak abunol, mazeh mihartu unsobini. Mazeh, this is the most unbelievable thing that the Ksav HaKadosh says. He says, "What? It's not Yitzchak saying, mazeh, like, what have you done? He says, mazeh miharta, wow, how did you, it's basically like, it's incredible, like you growth? Have done this like so growth? Fast, like, whoa.
The food or about something?
No, mazeh, like, wow. Mazeh miharta, whoa, you did it very quickly. Okay, and then you're going to see now, I have to skip. Okay. Skip to the next page. Pasuk. Pasuk Lama Gimel. When Esav says, it's Ani bin Cha b'chorcha Esav, he says who he is, right? Vayecherad Yitzchak haradag zolah ma'od vayomer. So Yitzchak does this trembling. Ksav HaKabbalah has his interpretation of that. And he says, Mi eifo hu, atzad saib, vayave li, vayochal mikol, b'tarim tavova, v'archeu gam baruch yiyya. That what's he saying? Eifo with an aleph is different than eifo with a hay. Eifo with an aleph means like, whoa, this is amazing. What's Yitzchak doing? He's not shocked at how on earth did this happen. What he's saying is, it's incredible that the other guy who brought, he was tzad saib, and he brought to me, and I ate everything, but Terem Tavo, before you came, it's amazing how things worked out, that how is it that it took you so long, but in the interim, all of these things happened. Something must have been going on to prevent you from coming back. And that's why Yitzchak says, Gam Baruch Yeh. In other words, God is making this happen. It all was supposed to happen. Wow. And that's the view. Now, because I do have to give you one last thing, and I know I've gone 8 minutes longer than I wanted to go, but it's just, Okay, so on Pasuk Aleph, what the Ksav HaKabbalah says is that there's a whole view that there's this tremendous connection between Yitzchak and Pesach. And so he says here is that there's a reason why Yitzchak at this particular time is doing this. And this is in Pasuk Aleph. He says that Yitzchak knew that it's his birthday, which began everything. Remember what Rashi says when Yitzchak was born? This is all over the Midrash, by the way. And when was Yitzchak born? On Pesach.
Yeah.
Okay? Yitzchak was born on Pesach. And so what Yitzchak knew is that it was his birth, which was the beginning of the 400 years. And so what Yitzchak was doing his whole life was observing in advance a commemoration of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So when Yitzchak is asking for matamim, he's asking for something which would be the equivalent of the Korban Pesach and equivalent of a Korban Chagiga. And therefore, through doing this, Yitzchak is trying to give Esav merits, but look at what he asks for. He asks for Tzuda Litzayid. What is Tzuda Litzayid? So yes, there's one definition of Tzayid, which we've already seen, but he's asking for Tzayid, he's not asking for food, he's asking for Tzayid. What's Tzayid? Tzayid is like the word Seda. What's Seda? Seda is like the kind of food, right, for the road. like what the Bnei Yisrael were to take out. And so when Esav is supposed to bring him, it's all for these kind of merits on account of what Yitzchak is trying to create.
Wow.
But Yaakov knows this. And so he's saying to him, you're going to sit down and you're going to eat just like they sat down when they ate in Mitzrayim. But it's also a chipazon. There's also the other component to it of being ready to take it to go. So there's a lot here. But essentially, I don't have the time to do all this. And I've already gone over. But here's the point. The point is that when Yaakov says what he says, there's a difference between using the word anochi and using the word ani. If you go to Pasuk Yutes, we'll just look at that because that's all that we can do. Although I put holy cow over there. Oh, I should look after me at Amori. That's in Asisa Kesher Dibarta Eli. Okay, but what he says here, he says that there are three major components to what Yaakov was trying to do here. If you look at Pasuk Yutes, okay, and I'll find a few, it should be about eight lines down. Pasuk Yutes, what page is it on?
Page 10.
Okay, he says here, who's that? Aleph. Misha Amar Lashon Anochi Velo Lashon Ani. You see it? It's in the middle line. It's about eight lines down. Aleph. Misha Amar Lashon Anochi Velo Lashon Ani. That's number one. Beis. Misha Lo Izkir Milas Bincha. He never called himself your son. Esav. And Gimel. Misha Higdim Shema Etzim L'Shema Toar. When he says to his father, I am Esav. Right? I am Esav Bechorecha. He doesn't say I'm Bechorecha Esav. Okay? So skip now to about five lines after that, where he starts explaining. Ki b'milas anochi. So it's five lines from the end,
three
towards
the
end of the line.
Three from the bottom, yeah.
No, I'm sorry, you are correct. That's the one that I want.
Three from the bottom.
Middle of the line. Ki b'milas anochi. Shehi shalilas guf acher. Okay, we saw this a couple weeks ago. Remember when God says to Avram at the Brisbane of Sarah, anochi Hashem asher would say, zirah miro gazdil. What does anochi mean? Ani velo acher. That it's me and nobody else. Anochi. Me and nobody else.
Uh-huh.
What's Yitzchak in here when he knows that anochi means me and nobody else?
I'm Yaakov and I'm...
No, not Yaakov. I'm not... Because he's saying, I am and nobody else. So what, you are and nobody else? Hold on, there's something fishy going on over here. Okay, that's the first part. Shalal b'tchilas tshuva sole mor shamidaber lefanav ke'ezu Esav lo ish acher. You're Esav and not anybody else? Why would I think that you're anybody else? Wait a second. Maybe you are somebody else. Okay, that's number one. U'b'kavono aso kein b'hiskel b'dvarov. See, he was being smart. He's basically saying, what you see before your eyes, not that you see because you don't see, what you see before your eyes
is not
what it is. I'm doing everything that I'm doing because my mother sent me here, but I'm not to enter a doubt into Yitzchak that maybe it's not exactly what you think.
It's not what you mean.
Okay? That's the first part. So maybe Yitzchak is already aware that there's something going on. Next. Now he's addressing number Gimel from above. And maybe that's why he said Esav before calling the firstborn. Next page, right?
Yep.
Because normally you say the main thing first and then afterwards the tafel. And he says, I spoke about this on my commentary on Vihnei Ben L'Sar Ashtecha, which I don't remember if we did it. Anyway. And if Yaakov's intent was to trick his father, then he should have said, I'm your firstborn Esav. Because by being the Bechor should be what gives me the Bracha. And that's why I'm inheriting. That's not what Yaakov, who is the choice of the fathers. Choice, I don't mean like the chosen one, but he is, you know, the best in a sense. Shamar people in Shono, Vihikim Shema Etzem, and that's why he said Esav first. Kihu Ikar, Lafia Mechuvan Mimenu, Laharos Al Etzem Gufo, Shaomid Makom Esav, to indicate that he's coming in the place of Esav. Okay, that was actually the first line which he mentioned here. He gave an explanation of Rabbeinu Hananel, I guess, beforehand, but he says it's good, but I have much better. V'abachora nitfelas mimela. The chora becomes tafel to him. L'kach achar milas b'choracha. L'kach icher, rather, milas b'choracha. That's why he said b'chora last. U'lezeh yishmet Yaakov gamkin milas b'ncha k'moshe amar Esav. That's why he dropped the word b'ncha altogether, as Esav did say. He az haya mashmuus t'varav hayoso b'chora toloda ve'ein ze emes. Because that would indicate that he is the b'chor of birth. The ain't the emes, and that's not true. Binazos kore maskil bein lashon shamar Esav ani bincha b'chorcha Esav ubein lashon shamar Yaakov anochi Esav b'chorecha. Okay, so now I'm just going to get to the main point. The main point. So the rest of this, he says, you have to look at the Tamei Amikra. Okay, but what's the point that he's making here? What the I'm sorry. The summary point that he makes in this pasuk is that what Yaakov did is ein ze sheker rak dvarim she'ena brurim, that Yaakov made things to be unclear, but there was a point. Oh, okay. And this is the mind blow. This is the mind blow.
Okay.
Where is it? Ah, okay. Yeah, it's in Asisi Kasher Divarta Elai. Okay, but I'm going to tell you where it is. It's in the next comment, but I'll tell you where it is. Okay, this is, okay, hold on. I want to find it. He says, how on earth can any of the commentaries say that Yaakov is lying or saying something which is untrue? It's impossible. Yaakov is ish emes. So now it's Asisa Kesher Dibarta Eli. It's going to be actually on the next page. Okay, it is six lines from the top of the page, on page 12, Chalila. Okay, so in other words, everything that he said up until now, and this is he saying is a bunch of questions saying, how on earth can you say that Yaakov is lying? Chalila! No way! Lachain, he says, you know the truth? Listen to me. Here's where you're going to get it all. Yaakov says, I did what you told me. He's changing his name from his birth name to a name which is based on his deeds. Yisro nikra b'shem Putiel. L'fishapitei magalim. Yisro has a name Putiel because it's a reflection of something which he did with agalim. Esav nikra b'shem Amori. Esav is called Amori. Asher l'kachtim yad Amori. Why? Because l'fishapitei piv rima esaviv. Because when Yaakov says that I took Shechem from the Amori, he says, I took it from Esav. Because Esav is the Imre Piv guy. He's the guy who says things. And that's how he tricks his father. Okay? Al Shem Rashi v'damim l'zeh arbe. It's a lot like that. He says, so now that you understand that people can give themselves nicknames based on their deeds, it makes total sense that Yaakov calls himself Esav. Why? The Zilbasar Taima. Lama nikra echav b'shem Esav. Why was Esav called Esav? Milashon asiya shaya asui v'nigmar b'tolada, that he was complete. That's what Rashi says about Esav, right? Esav means that he was done. The heart. Kacha Yaakov lioso oset tamid mitzvas aviv. Since Yaakov was always doing what his father commanded, yichane es asu b'shem Esav. Gam kein lashon asiya tetiger. He's always doing what his father says. Turn the page. I'm mine. Sorry, not you. Continue where you are. When Yaakov says, I'm Esav, and you're firstborn, I'm the Oseh guy. I'm the guy who does stuff. Like you told me. My name Esav is because I'm the doer. And I am called Esav because of my deeds, because of my oseh, because of the things which I do. Now you understand. He's calling himself Esav. He's not lying. He is Esav. Ki b'loshon Yitzchak le'Esav lo izkir kro rak loshon Amira. Yaakov says, "Asisa kasher dibarta." I said, "When you were medaber, you spoke, not what you said, not what you were omer." Yaakov is kir kasher dibarta. Ki avdel gadol yesh ben dibur v'amira. Dibur hu bechlal v'amira hu beprat. Dibur refers to in general, and Amira refers to specifically. Skip the parentheses. Yitzchak was very specific with Esav what you have to do. That's why it was an Amira and a saying. And if Yaakov wanted to trick his father and say that I did that specific thing, he should have said Amira. Like you said to me. But Yaakov has to use hidden language. His kilashon dibor shebuklal. So he uses the word dibor, which means in general. He's always fulfilling his father's words. Umilas kasher, and the word kasher, asisi kasher, dibarta, kasher amur kanenenu, kibarov bekamos, laharos al hishtavos vadimyon, kimo kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. What does the word kasher mean? Kasher yidaber ish el re'eyu. Kasher doesn't mean exactly like what you said over here. It means in general, kasher as. Avokan Yoramilas Kasher al Ha'ez Ve'azman. Kasher refers to a time. Kamo Kasher Ikriv Lavomitzrayma. Kasher, right? Kasher Ikriv. When Avram said to Sarah, Kasher Ikriv, when they were close, at a time when they were getting close to Egypt. Kasher Tamu Kalagoy La'avor. At a time when all of the nation crossed over the Jordan River. V'chein Yishamesh Milas Kasher al Pa'amim Shonim. So he says, Kasher refers to different times. B'chilu Fezmanim. Other specific times, kamo kasher yarim Moshe, the kasher yaniach, when Moshe raised his hands, or when he would put it down, that's when they would defeat Amalek. V'zeh tamokan, kasher dibarta, klomar, kol pam upam, b'chol eis v'chol sha'ah. Kasher means at specific times, every time that you spoke, that is when I did. V'chein l'havdel shebein amir l'dibur, shadibur nofel al inyan hagashmi. Dibur goes on physical things. Anasa b'chalei adibur. Tenuas hasfasayim v'chito chaloshin shebem yotzi adibur. Dibur refers to physical things. Hamira nofel al ruchnius. Hadibur klomar hakavan amachvenes bo. K'molin yazal yoroi shivchar loshin amira. So Yaakov should have said amira if Yaakov wants ruchnius. Dibur refers to physical things. La roshakim kavanas diburo. Yitzia lasades. He's saying that I fulfilled your Dibur, what's your Dibur? To go out to the Sadeh, to get at Said, and to make food. He says, I fulfilled everything you're supposed to do. I didn't go out to the field to get Said. I didn't do that. What did I do? I did what my gave. I brought what my mother gave me. What's the Said? He's referring to what Rivka prepared, but he's not saying that I went out and did the Said that you had commanded. I did the tzayid that my mother gave to me. This is all the things which he says here. I've overstayed my welcome. Do you want me to continue finish this one? Because this is it's just solid gold what he says here. Okay, nobody's objecting. Good. So we'll just finish it. Okay. Okay. Skip two. Im ha'isak avanas Yaakov levad kiyom devar prati. You see where that is? Where is it? Yeah, it's about 11 or 12 lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line. Smack in the middle of the line. Okay?
Yep.
You with me?
Yep.
Im ha'isak avanas Yaakov levad kiyom devar prati shen estave olav ka'es. So again, he said that before, that Yaakov should have used the language of Amira, saying if he was trying to specifically refer to this thing, to refer to the specifics and the spirituality that Yitzchak was trying to create for Esav by sending him out to the Sadeh. So he's talking in general, not specific about here, and that is how he's covering for what is going on here. Okay, so now we have to go skip to after the parenthesis. Leze Amar, you see where I am? Six lines from the bottom. Leze Amar ani Esav bechorecha. Lo Amar, excuse me. Lo Amar ani Esav bechorecha. He did not say ani. The blushon ze yaguf hamedaber na social toar shelo. The difference between anochi and ani. Is ani refers to, and we saw this again, it's a specific definition about somebody who's doing something and not in a particular time, as opposed to anochi, which is anochi me and nobody else. But Toar Hunoso, the title is the subject of what he's talking about. So the ta'am stops. The ta'am, meaning the truck, stops after Anochi, and it separates between that and Eisa b'chorecha. What he's saying is that Esav has one title, b'chorecha. If he were to say ani, that is who I am. When he says Anochi Esav b'chorecha, b'lashon zed guf amadaber hu anosei, the speaker, he is the subject. Anochi, that's me. Uvetoar hu naso'o. In other words, the Ksav HaKabbalah is making a tremendous distinction between what Anochi implies and what Ani implies. Okay, skip down a little bit.
Anochi is not quite the truth, but Ani would have been the Atat.
Correct. Anochi is not saying that I am Esav. Ani would be saying that I am Esav, and that would be a lie. So what is he doing? Yavdil, when he says Anochi, skip to the part where it says V'yavdil, second to last line, fifth word. V'yavdil es atzmo mi'ish acher. V'tamo, Anochi, lo zulas, me, nobody else, hu Esav zulasi, nikra Esav mitzad toladaso. He says he's called Esav because of his birth. V'anochi Esav mitzad ma'asai. But I am Esav because of my deeds. Ki asisi. That's a lot of mizeh. He has shown Yaakov mizeh that Yaakov's language is here. After b'ashkafa rishon anira kesheker, even though on first glance it looks like a lie, hamadayek heitev b'lashono. Kemoshe ra'ui, somebody who examines carefully Yaakov's words as you are supposed to, shera'ui l'dalek b'lashon adam gadol, you have to be very careful and examine his, a great person's language carefully. Yirek l'shono barur, the MSB called Sad, his language is clear and it is true from every side. V'chalila l'zer Yaakov l'choshdo b'davar shu to'eva l'fnei Hashem. And it's a terrible thing of the children of Yaakov to suspect him of lying, which is such a terrible abomination to God. Kakasuv to avas Hashem sifse sheker. An abomination to God is lips that lie. V'hanavi yeid alav mipi Hashem v'oev es Yaakov ham to'ev eno ahuv. The one, God loves Yaakov and does not love the one who is, the one who does to'eva, which is lying. So essentially his point is, and I put a bunch of checks towards the very bottom here, but I'm just going to stop here. Okay? That the Ksav HaKabbalah says you have to look very carefully. You have to measure every word. You have to measure every letter. You have to understand what Yaakov is doing and why some of the words which he adds here and some of the words which he says and the specific language that he chooses of Anochi, Esav Bechorecha, Asisi, right? I'm the Esav guy, the Bechor who has the Bechorah that is the kind that is mine because of Michra Chayom is Bechorah Scha, Michra something sell, I took it over. That is who Yaakov is. And the way that he presents himself in every way, he says, once you understand who Yaakov is, and once you understand what Yaakov is saying, and once you understand every specific choice of language, you understand that Yaakov didn't lie here. That it's only on the surface that you see Yaakov as a liar and as a trickster and as a ganav and as a thief and everything else. But you have to scratch below the surface. You have to give Yaakov a lot more credit. Because how on earth can we call Yaakov a titan emes l'Yaakov? Yaakov's a man of truth? How's Yaakov a man of truth? He's a man of truth because he leaves things open to interpretation, but he has to do what he's doing because his mother sent him in here. There's only one reason why Yaakov is here, because his mother sent him. And his mother sent him because the two of them, they had no choice. I mean, at one point I wrote here, they had no choice. Which pasuk was that? And that's where I'm going to conclude. They had no choice but to steer Yitzchak in the proper direction. Where do they do that? They do that in the pasuk of... I'm already in Vayetzek. Hold on. They had no choice. One second. No. It's in pasuk Tazayin. Hilbisha al Yada. When she puts the clothing on him. They had no choice. That it's Esav just to show you how disgusting a guy Esav was. Avram had to die 5 years early because of Esav. So Rivka and Yaakov needed to steer Yitzchak in the direction that they would give the bracha to Yaakov and not to Esav, because Esav could not get whatever bracha was that Yaakov was, that Yitzchak was going to be giving. They had no choice. That's the essence of the commentary on Pasuk Tzayin. There's so much here. I mean, I'm already gone an hour and a half. So I don't apologize. You really have to go through the Ksav HaKabbalah with a fine-tooth comb. And it took me hours. It's going to take you hours. But to understand how he does his homework for us and shows us that Yaakov is the Ish Emes. Yishkoyach, everybody. Wow.